There we are. We're all set now. And it sounds like you're getting settled in your truck.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Let's get back to business. So the next thing I want to do is set up your security question and answer challenge. So if you're ever in doubt if it's us calling or not, ask the security question. If they can't give you the answer, then it's not us. And something I want you to know, as you get increased visibility, you'll get people calling you up, making offers to you. We don't think they're us. We don't ever call you asking for more money. So if you do get a call like that, chances are pretty good it's not us. And I'd be a little leery, just so you're aware. But for that reason, we set up a security question and answer system. So we've got three options for a security question: mother's maiden name, or the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you prefer?
My first pet's name.
All right. And what is that pet's name?
Oreo.
What was it again?
Oreo.
Oh, you're going to have to spell that for me.
O-R-E-O, Oreo. Like Oreo.
Oh, Oreo, like an Oreo cookie. Oh, that is so cool. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Oh, nice. I'm assuming it was black and white.
Yeah, it is.
Nice. And then, Jose, are we doing the Facebook?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Let me get your discounts on there, too. So I'm just setting up your subscription. I'm making sure that we've got all of your credits on there. There we are. I like it when it plays nice. And it does everything I ask it to. Are you off to job sites this morning? Well, I guess it's almost afternoon there.
No, what'd you ask?
If you're off to visit job sites today.
Yeah, I am now. I was just raining. Hey, I want to send you something.
You can email me or you can text me back.
Okay.
And then, now on the credit card that you're using, does the company name appear or just your name, Jose?
What'd you say?
On the credit card that you're using, does the company name appear or is it just your name?
It's my name, my full name, and then my business name under
MTZ. MTZ Builds. Got it. All right, and address looks good. So Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's Visa.
And for security reasons, I'm not going to read it back to you, but if you give it to me in four-digit blocks, I should keep up just fine, and I'm ready whenever you are.
It is, what is it? It's 4427.
Okay.
4100.
Got it.
0370.
Okay.
And 9621.
Got it. And then the expiration, please.
And then, hey, I just realized I only want to do the Google. I actually completely forgot about the Facebook. Yeah, so I don't mind, giving you the details right now, but if you could fix that before you get the full charge.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So let's go ahead and do your expiration and security code. That way I can update that screen and wipe out your card number, and then I'll go back and take the Facebook off. That's no problem.
Okay, thank you. So the expiration is 10/26.
Okay. And the three-digit security code?
355.
Got it. Okay, and I won't run that. Let me go fix this and get the Facebook off. it does help if I get to the right screen. There we are. All right, Facebook is gone. That one. All right, I think we got it. Let me double check. Okay, good. I got the Facebook taken off. And at any point when you want to add the Facebook, I did something wrong here. Let me go back and fix. All right. Let me bring in help. I guess I goofed something up. Just a second, I've got to get somebody to override it. I think I didn't take it off the right way. It freaked our system out for a second, so I'm calling
yeah,
it out. All right, let's see. He's not answering fast enough. I'm going to bug somebody. I'm like that with... when we have an issue, if I don't get an answer within like 30 seconds, I'm on the hunt for the next person. Okay, who's up the food chain? All right, he's gonna go fix that for me. And probably good that I've got him in there. I think it might have tried to charge you twice, and I wouldn't have wanted that. Don't need to tap you like that. So where are you headed today?
No, I just got a job site.
What's that?
Just to it. To a job site because I'm looking at jobs.
Ah, gotcha. A new one that you're bidding on.
What'd you say?
A new one that you're bidding on.
Basically, yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
So are we just waiting for that now?
Or? Yep, we're just waiting for that. And I'll tell you what, well, yeah, I'll wait. I'm going to have another email on the way to you, too, as soon as he gets this fixed for me. I was headed for the next person when he answered.
No worries. Well, I'll just let me know whenever it's ready. I'll be here.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we can do just to kind of speed things along. We'll do the voice verification. We have to do that anyway. Then all we'll be left with is one email that we need to handle, and I'll run the charge to when he gets it fixed. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and because I'm locking you in at a discounted rate, the recording is also an added form of protection for you, and it is attached to your file. You'll also, once we get this run, and that'll be the email we need to handle, you'll get this in writing as well. And he just told me it was fixed, so let's do that, and we'll do it in the right order. Here we are. All right. So I'm sending that through. All right, so you've got another email on the way. This one, the subject line is Local Splash Initial Invoice. and I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing, and then, because I have to read the whole thing to you anyway, just save you some time. So let me know when that one gets there. There's actually two on the way. The one we need is the initial invoice.
So am I getting an email right now?
Yes. If you know, it probably also came by text, if that's any easier for you.
Okay, I just got something. It says, Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, feel free to call.
So you want the one that says Local Splash initial invoice. In fact, I'm just going to copy this link. Did you find
it? Yeah.
Perfect. About 4 or 5 sentences down, click here. Go ahead and click that. And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox. It says that you're the certified cardholder.
Yeah.
And then it asks you to type your name just as it appears. So Jose Enrique Martinez, all capitalized where it's supposed to be.
Okay, it says username and password.
Perfect. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard. We'll get to those login credentials later on today when we do your onboarding call. So we'll run through the voice verification quick, and then you're free to go.
Okay.
So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just stop me, and I can review it and clarify for you. But I just want to make sure that you understand everything. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and outlines the service subscription with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google. And go ahead and say the name of the company, Jose.
MPZ Builds.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is where you'd want to use the challenge question and answer. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts? So
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Like if you had TikTok or anything, just to let us know. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, December 6, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $298. The breakout of which is $199 flat rate for your first month and a one-time only non-refundable setup charge of $99. Going forward, beginning January 6th, your recurring charge will be a flat $199, which is a true flat rate and to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 6th of each month in the amount of $199. You may pause or discontinue for any reason at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Jose. You're all set. Sounds like you can get back to your day, and we'll talk to you a little bit later this afternoon, and I'll call you. We'll get your onboarding done, and then we'll get to work.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jose. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later on.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.